Hey, sweetheart, how'd you like to take a ride on a real bike?
She's 16!
Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Hey, it's another. Show.
That's right. Here's your host, Kay Richard.
You are listening to Bonersode 76 for December 29th, 2020. Happy New Year's Eve. I'm your host, Ronk Craigerson. This one was produced by Miss Janine Joy. Thanks, Janine, for dragging my ass back into the studio to record this last show of 2020. What a garbage year this has been. I mean, in general, the show hasn't been garbage. Not completely. But yeah, good riddance, 2020. Although I'm sure next year is going to follow up this shit sandwich with shit soup. On that positive note, let's get into today's Bonersode. Yesterday, I called and lied to people in hopes of making them feel confused, angry, or that everything I'm saying is just a big joke. Let's see what happens.
Hello?
Hello, Jolene?
Yes.
Hey, Jolene, it's Richard with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. We're going to be setting up this fireworks cannon on your rooftop in about 10 minutes.
What?
The fireworks cannon for this year's display. We're inbound in the chopper right now. We're going to be lowering it down onto your roof in about 10 minutes.
No, you're not.
What do you mean? Yeah, no.
I don't know what you're talking about.
For the fireworks display, you didn't get the email we sent you a few weeks ago? Had all the details in it.
No.
They told me that they sent it to you. This is Jolene, right? You're over there at 46?
I don't understand what you're talking about. I really don't. You're not going to put anything on my roof that has to do with fireworks. Don't be...
Yeah, no, it's all safe. There's going to be a fire...
I will not allow it.
Ma'am, it's for this year's display. It's already a done deal. Like, we're on the way right now in the chopper. We can't...
No.
We already got the course laid in.
No.
I don't understand why you keep saying no. I can try to explain.
I don't understand what you're talking about. I'm not going to have any fireworks on my roof.
Yeah, it's a fireworks cannon. There's going to be a whole...
I have no idea what it is.
Yeah, well, let me try to explain. I apologize. I don't know.
I don't know who you are. I'm sorry.
This is Richard with the HOA. And yeah, basically what we're going to be doing is just setting up this fireworks cannon, you know, for this year's New Year's display.
I don't want a cannon on my roof of any type.
It's totally safe, ma'am. It's going to be on a fireproof rigging. There's going to be a platform.
Why did you choose my house without my permission?
Well, we don't technically need your permission. It's just, you know, a neighborhood activity. It doesn't really have anything to do with you.
I've been here 18 years. I've never had anything like that before known about anything like that before.
Well, we haven't had a pandemic during New Year's before, silly Billy. We gotta do things a little different.
Don't make fun of that, please.
What do you mean? I'm not making fun of it. I'm just saying things are a little different.
Not a silly Billy, but I'm sorry. I'm being kind of...
Well, you're being a silly Billy.
I'm not.
You're being a big silly Billy.
I don't really understand what you're talking about.
You're being the silliest of Billies. What don't you understand? I can try to explain. I mean,
I don't know what it is. I don't want a cannon on top of my roof.
It's a large...
I don't want fireworks going off from the top of my roof. I have animals in here. I have two dogs and a cat.
Oh, it's okay.
I don't want it.
They can hide under the bed. You know, it's totally normal.
Hello?
Hello, Marilyn.
Yes.
Hey, Marilyn, it's Richard with the HOA.
Oh, yeah. Hi.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. On Wednesday, we're going to be sending a crew out to cover your house in the flame retardant foam. You know, we're just doing up to all the houses in the neighborhood.
Okay, well, thanks for letting me know.
Yeah.
I didn't go out and shoot them.
Oh, yeah. We don't want that. You wouldn't do that, would
Pardon?
You? You wouldn't really do that, would you?
Of course I would.
You would just go outside?
No, actually, I probably wouldn't since I don't thinking, I don't believe that's a good thing to do.
Yeah.
But I would have thought to ask some questions, I think, if I was here, and probably I will be, so.
Yeah, asking questions is generally a better approach to confusion than, you know, shooting people to death.
Yeah.
just as a rule of thumb, you know, murdering is kind of frowned upon.
I'm not talking about murder. I'm talking about wounding and get out of here. Just shoot below the knees, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Or shoot the kneecap. That's a better idea.
Yeah, just destroy their ability to walk for the rest of their life.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Just because you don't understand the situation.
My property.
just permanently handicap someone that's doing their job. That's the best way to go about it.
I think so. True.
Yeah. All right,
okay.
Marilyn, you're scaring...
Well, thank you so much for letting me know.
Yeah, you're scaring the living daylights out of me. I'm going to let you go now.
Okay, good. Have a happy new year.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Thanks, bye.
Hello there.
Hello, Kay?
Yes.
Hey, Kay, it's Mr. Biggs with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I just needed to let you know we're inbound to your house. We're about 15 minutes out in the chopper right now.
Uh-huh.
And when we get there, we're just going to be lowering a giant blanket over your rooftop.
I'm going to let you speak to my husband about it.
They're going to throw a big blanket over our house, they say.
Who is? Who's throwing a blanket?
Oh, Richard?
Yes.
Hey, Richard, it's Mr. Biggs with the HOA.
Hello.
Well, yeah, as I was telling that wife of yours, we're going to be lowering a giant blanket over your rooftop in about 10 minutes. We're going to be there.
Is it going to hurt me?
No, of course not. Why would it? No, it's the whole point of it is for safety, you know, because we got some word that there's going to be some fireworks and everything. And so just kind of as a preventative measure, you know, just to make sure there's no fires or damage or anything. We're going to be lowering this giant blanket over the rooftops of all the houses.
So it's probably a good idea to lock their door.
What do you mean? No, we're not coming inside. It's just going to be going over the top of your house.
Over the top. Okay.
And then it'll unfold.
Is that going to hurt the trees?
You don't have any trees on your rooftop, do you?
Well, close, I guess.
Oh, we'll make sure that it just covers the house. See, what's going to happen is once we get this blanket in place on Thursday, we'll come out and we'll just soak it down. That way there's going to be a giant wet blanket over your house and that'll...
There's already a giant wet blanket over my house.
What do you mean? No, we haven't done your house yet.
Okay. That's a good idea.
Yeah, it's just, kind of acts as a flame retardant.
You're not going to be pumping gas inside there or anything, are you?
What are you pumping gas? What do you mean?
I mean, no fumigation or anything.
No, sir, it's just like a flame retardant kind of thing, you know? Just,
okay.
He doesn't have enough here tomorrow.
Just,
I'll be ready. Do we have to have any snacks or anything for the guys? Well,
no.
The helicopter's not going to land, right?
No, we're just going to be up, just hovering over your house. It'll only take about, you know, maybe 10 minutes or so to lower it and into place, and it'll unfold. You'll see it just, you know, out your windows.
I'll be darned.
Yeah.
So that'll be something to watch.
Yeah.
Well, I can't wait for a wet blanket to fall on me.
Oh, it's not going to fall on you.
If I stepped outside, though.
You're being silly. You got a lot of the humor jokes. You got a real sense of humor.
Well,
on you. Yeah. All right, Richard. Well, anyways, we're about 5 minutes out, so I'm going to let you go, and I'll wave to you.
I'm excited. I'm really excited.
Yeah, go outside. I'll wave to you.
Okay.
In fact, if you did want to, you know, hand over some snacks, I can lower a bucket down.
Snacks. That would be good.
Yeah, I'll just lower a bucket on a rope, you know, and you can fill it with, you know, chips.
I do specialize in Bud Light, and I'm wanting... Is that a snack?
Yeah. I mean, I can't give it to the pilot, but I'll toss back a brewski.
Okay. We'll see you in 5.
Okay, Richard. I'll see you then.
All right.
Bye!
Hello?
Hello, Sissy?
Hey.
Hey, Sissy. It's Winston with the HOA.
With the HOA.
Yeah.
Who's the HOA? Oh, okay. Homeowners Association.
Yeah.
Association.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
Oh, it's okay.
I'm not with it.
Oh, it's okay. I didn't mean to throw jargon at you.
What can I do for you?
Well, I just needed to give you a heads up. We are inbound right now in the chopper. We're about 15 minutes out. And when we get to your house, we're going to be lowering this giant blanket over the top.
You got what?
We're going to be lowering.
You're going to be lowering what on top of my whatever?
It's a giant blanket. It's just going to go right over the top, just over your roof, and then down over the sides. Yeah, I just needed to give you a heads up.
Okay, well, why are you doing that?
Oh, it's, you know, because the extra preventative measures that were taken this year, because we got word that there's going to be some fireworks in the area, and, you know, just as a kind of a safety precaution, you know, from fires or damage or anything.
Oh, you're talking about a house at...
Yeah.
Yeah, because we don't have a house, we just have a lot.
Oh, what?
Yeah, so,
Oh, man. Well, what's that? Are you there right now? Because there is a house.
No, I'm in Asheville.
Oh, that's so weird. You're in lot 11, though, right? I mean, that's the lot you own?
Yes, I am. I am in lot. That is what we have.
Because there's definitely a house there on that lot now. It's been there for a little bit.
Huh.
So, yeah, there's definitely...
That is so weird. That is so weird.
Yes.
That is weird. Okay, well, certainly put a blanket over it. I don't want it to burn down since I don't know what it looks like even.
Yeah, yeah,
okay,
we're about 10 minutes out.
We have the lot up for sale.
Oh,
so that's why I'm so surprised that there's a house there.
Oh, man, that might interfere with your sale because, yeah, there's definitely, you know, it's like a shanty-like structure, but there's it's definitely a house. I mean, it looks livable.
A shanty-like structure?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You know, it looks like
build it.
It's got that aluminum siding kind of stuff.
You got to be kidding.
Piles of scrap wood, really.
I'll get in touch with some people to give me the... Anyway, okay, well, drop away, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll do.
Have aluminum. I'm sorry, what?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's also made out of, like, scrap wood and just, it looks kind of like crap, really, but, hey, who am I to judge,
That is not, you got to be kidding. That is weird.
No,
okay, thank you for telling me. I appreciate it, and I'll have to check into it, so.
Yeah, it looks like there's always like half a dozen motorcycles, you know, like Harley Davidsons. There's always like
you're talking about.
Yeah, there's always a motorcycle gang just kind of parked just right around
that
around the shanty.
I did not put anything on my property,
huh.
So that is not supposed to be there. They're not supposed to be there, and that is not supposed to be there.
Oh, that is so weird. Yeah, they definitely have it set up like there's a fire pit kind of thing, you know, like a campsite kind of.
Yeah, well,
there's always drum circles going on and just music.
Good gosh. Well, I'm really sorry. I certainly did not invite them, nor do they have my permission to be there.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Maybe they have squatter's rights. You know, that's kind of outside of our jurisdiction. You know, it's up to you what you want to do with your land.
No, I don't think so.
Well, you know what I mean.
You have to abide by a certain code.
Yeah, that's all on paper, but nobody really abides by it.
Oh, yes, they do.
It's all...
You don't know what you're talking about. Anyway, thank you very much for calling me.
What do you mean? I don't know what I'm talking about. Bull-loney.
I am not going to argue with you.
Well,
this is all very strange anyway.
Well, I mean, you're the one that's getting all over my case. You're getting all over my case, sissy. Telling me that.
You take care.
You take care. You take care.
Hello?
Hello, Joanne?
Yeah.
Hey, Joanne, it's Richard with the HOA.
I don't know what you're talking about, and I don't know who you are.
This is Richard. I'm with...
Uh-uh.
This is Joanne, right? You're over there at 34?
Well, why don't you talk to my husband?
Oh, okay. Is he
okay,
around?
Okay, hold on a second.
Okay, hurry up.
All right. Don?
Hello?
Oh, hello, Don?
Yeah.
Hey, Don, it's Richard with...
You're with who?
The HOA.
Oh, okay. No, what's going on?
Well, we're on the way in the helicopter right now, and when we get there, we're going to be lowering this fireworks cannon onto your rooftop for the, you know, the New Year's display.
You're not lowering a cannon onto my rooftop.
Yeah, we sent you an email, but I guess
we didn't get any emails from anybody, and I don't know what you're talking about. Not a word.
Yeah, let me try to explain, because I don't know why you didn't get the email, but yeah, we're just, you know, this year we're doing the whole New Year's fireworks display and everything up and down the street.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to be putting some cannons on various rooftops, and your house was
okay,
selected.
Well, Richard, I haven't got a clue what you're talking about.
Oh, I'm trying to explain. I mean, did you have any questions? Maybe I'm not being clear.
I got a lot of questions, like who are you and what is this really all about, and is this on candid camera or something, because it's all nuts.
We're on the phone, and this is Richard. I think I mentioned my name a few times.
Yeah, Richard who?
Mick Dykel. I'm trying my best to explain, but.
Well, I didn't order any fireworks. I don't know anything about any cannons, and good luck to you.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Betty?
Yes.
Hey, Betty, it's Craig from down the street.
Okay.
Hey, I just wanted to kind of give you a heads up. Tomorrow morning, there's going to be a truck coming by and just unloading a half dozen Harley Davidsons in front of your house.
In front of my house?
Yeah. They're just going to be parked along the curb there.
Why my house?
Well, it was really like the only place that we had room for them, you know, that was centrally located. See, what's happening is the HOA, we are forming a motorcycle gang. And,
yeah. And is this a joke?
No, of course. What would be the joke? And, you know, we all bought some motorcycles, and they're being delivered tomorrow, and they're just going to be dropped.
They're not going to be delivered in front of my house. You pick another house.
Oh, we already got approval from the board and everything. They said that we can
park. But not my house.
Yeah, no, they said specifically your house. We can park them right in front of your house.
Tell me your name again.
My name is Craig.
Craig, yeah. What?
Ronkerson.
And where do you live?
I'm at 69. I'm not too far down the road from you.
You're not parking Harley Davidson in front of my house, so you can find another place to park.
Yeah, no, we all are. Right now there's only six of us, but you know we're hoping to expand and.
You pick another house.
Well, no,
house.
No, the HOA board already gave me permission. They said we can. I mean, we already told the driver and everything. He's dropping them off. He's going to be unloading them tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. sharp, right in front of your house.
And bullshit. Bullshit. Goodbye.
Whoa, why are you cussing me out? Betty.
Hello.
Oh, hello, Rob.
Yes.
Hey, Rob, it's Winston with the HOA.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just needed to give you a heads up. We are inbound in the chopper on the way to your house. And when we get there, we're just going to be unfolding this giant blanket over your rooftop.
What's this about?
You know, the flame retardant blanket that we're putting over your house. You didn't get the email we sent you a couple weeks ago?
No, I didn't get any such email.
Oh, what the? I don't know why you didn't. Maybe it went to your spam folder. Yeah, basically it's just a safety precaution, you know, because there's going to be fireworks in the area, so.
The fireworks?
Yeah, fireworks, you know, just in case one hits your house. We don't want it to cause a fire or damage or anything.
What fireworks?
We caught word that there's going to be some fireworks in the area, so just.
Just a second. My wife's going to want to hear about this. I'm going to have her pick up the phone.
Okay.
Debbie, pick up the phone.
Hello?
Oh, hi, Debbie.
Yes.
Hey, it's Winston with the HOA. I guess Rob wanted me to kind of explain the situation to you.
Uh-huh.
Well, we're inbound right now on the way to your house in the chopper, and when we get there, we're going to be lowering this giant flame retardant blanket over your rooftop. We sent you an email a couple weeks ago, but I guess Rob was saying that it went to your spam folder or something, or you didn't get it.
I'm pulling up spam right now.
What's wrong?
Well, there's nothing wrong. It's just a safety measure.
You're kidding me.
No, it's you'll see.
I'm not
like,
seeing anything in my spam folder.
Oh, now I wasn't in charge of sending out the emails, but I don't know. You didn't get it, but yeah, it's I mean, you're the first on the block, but you'll see every house is.
Okay, you know that we know nothing about this. This concerns me very much. Anything, I want to talk to the association office.
Well, that's kind of who I'm with. I mean, I'm up in the chopper right now, but I can try to answer any questions you have, but yeah.
No, I want to talk to the manager of the association.
Oh yeah, he's not up here. He's not up here with me right now, but I mean.
And it's not a he anyhow.
It is now.
What is the name of the association manager?
That would be Mr. Biggs.
Mr. Big.
Biggs.
No, there is no Mr. Big.
You know, Biggs with two G's and an S.
No.
And Winston, what's your last name?
Beauregard.
Olvergard?
Yeah.
Beauregard, he said.
Beauregard.
Well, anyway, look, we're about 4 minutes out, so you'll see in you know, just a few minutes we'll be up there, and it doesn't take very long. It's just going to unfold over the top, and then it'll kind of cascade down the walls. You'll see it out your windows or if you're outside.
No. We don't approve this at all. We don't approve this at all.
Oh, it's not up for...
I'm sorry, we don't approve this at all.
Yeah, I don't mean to, you know, I don't want to be confrontational or anything, but it's a mandatory thing. It's for everyone's safety, you know, because we can't have fires and things starting in the neighborhood. So
No.
We're going to check with the president of the association.
Well, so, okay. Well, I mean,
they're on our street anyway.
Well, you're welcome to call or whatever, but like I said, we're like 3 minutes out now, so I mean, we're almost
okay,
there.
Okay. Well, we got to go. Bye.
Well, what do you mean? Hello?
No, like I said, we've received no information about this. There's no fireworks. This does not sound legit on my part. I'm
sorry,
sir.
There's going to be fireworks on New Year's, silly. Not today.
No.
And man, that wife of yours, what a total crank. Like, she just hung up on me.
No, she's calling the association office. The association office, Debbie, not the president. The association office. Call the association office.
And why are you like barking orders at your wife? That's kind of mean.
Hey, look, I don't know what this is all about. There's
Rob, it's a scam.
It's a scam.
We've
just talked to the association office, and they said no, nothing like this is going on.
Well, how would it be a scam? I'm not asking you for anything. It sounds like you don't know what the definition of scam is.
Okay. Yeah.
You big dummy. You big stupid poopy face.
Are you somebody that I know that's just giving me a ration of shit?
Hey, tell Debbie to get back in the kitchen and make a sandwich or something.
She's full of shit. Hang up on her.
Goodbye.
Hello.
Hello, Irene.
Yeah.
Hey, Irene, it's Simplex with the HOA.
Yeah.
Hey, I just needed to ask if you had bought a Harley Davidson yet for the motorcycle club.
I don't have any Harley Davidsons.
Oh, you haven't bought one yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, the deadline.
Are you calling Irene?
Yeah, you're over there at 55, right? Do I have the right number?
Right.
Yeah, you know, the deadline's coming up, you know, pretty soon
for
here,
what?
So to get a Harley Davidson, you know, because we're forming the motorcycle club and everything, and, you know, most of us have already got one.
No, I don't need a Harley Davidson, Dallin. I just bought a new car. I couldn't afford a Harley right now if I had to.
Oh, you better trade it in, because, yeah, it's a mandatory thing. You know, we all got to do it.
No, it's not going to happen, love.
Well, what do you mean? It's a requirement for every resident in the neighborhood.
No, it's not, silly. This is the office. Well, it is. No, this is legit number from it's down here.
Wait, who's this? Where'd Irene go?
This is Irene. I'm sitting here with a friend. I was watching a movie, but I'm not going to do any Harley Davidson thing.
Oh, tell your friend to shut up, because this is between me and you, Irene.
I'm not going to let you talk now. I'm not going to let you talk to me like that.
Well, no, I'm not talking to you like that. I'm talking to your friend like that.
Well, you don't have to. Tell me your name.
My name's Simplex. Your friend was just butting in, just, you know, acting like they you know, are a part of this.
Well, no, she's sitting here watching a movie, and I'm not interested in any Harley Davidson thing. Well, and I'd like to know your name.
I told you my name's Simplex. You need to get interested, because the motorcycle club is mandatory. Everyone
it's
here.
It's not mandatory. Nothing's mandatory. You can call me at another time when I don't have company.
It was written into the bylaws. The board voted on it and everything. Where have you been?
I've been out of town.
Well, you need to get with the program, Irene, because we're all forming a motorcycle club, and you better get one.
Well, I'm not interested in the motorcycle
club. We're all going and getting tattoos after the new year, so.
Yeah, well, good luck to you, because you won't get a tattoo near me, buddy.
Well, then.
Anyway, let me go, because I'm very busy.
Well, no, you're not. You're watching a movie.
I'm with a friend, though, and I'd rather have her company than argue with you.
Well, you know, but you're not, you know, complying with the rules, so we need to hash this out.
No, we don't. I'm gonna have to have you call me back at another time.
No, put your friend on. I'll straighten her out.
No, I'm going to hang up. What's your first name?
Irene, I order you to put your friend on the phone this instant.
I order you to hang up and leave me alone.
Oh, no, you hang up. I ain't hanging up shit.
Hello?
Hello, Lucille?
Yes?
Hey, Lucille. It's Winston with the HOA.
Yes?
Hey, I was just calling to ask if you and Skip could please disband your motorcycle gang that you've been forming.
My what?
The motorcycle gang that you've been forming in the neighborhood. It's, you know, there's technically not anything in the rules about it, but
what are you talking about? We don't have any motorcycle gang.
Yeah.
Is this a joke?
No, of course it's not a joke. I would never joke about something like this.
Okay, just, so where is this motorcycle gang?
Well, what's
the property address?
You're at 49, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, you're the one. You're the ringleader of this whole operation. And, you know, it's just, it's basically a nuisance, you know, all the loud Harley Davidsons and just, you know.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Lucille, come on, be reasonable.
I don't know what you're talking about. This has to be a joke.
It's either you or Skip. One of you is the ringleader of this motorcycle gang, and the neighborhood's just getting fed up with it.
All right. What does the say about it?
I'm with and we say...
I doubt it. I doubt it. What is your address?
I am at 69... Not too far down the road from you, actually.
And 69. I have
personally witnessed you and Skip zipping up and down the street on your Harley Davidson.
Oh my God! You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I don't know why you would make accusations like this to Skip and I.
Well, it's not an accusation. I personally witnessed it.
Why don't you come up to my house right now and talk to me about it, okay?
I don't want to get COVID. We're in the middle of a pandemic. We can't be spreading germs like that.
I don't want to talk to you, okay?
Well,
Winston, I think you've got a problem. I think you've got you're on drugs or something, okay?
I am on. I quit. You know, I weaned myself off of those crazy pills weeks ago.
All right.
I haven't had a brain zap in, I don't know, at least 2 weeks.
All right. I don't want to waste my time with this nonsense.
Lucille.
I think you're crazy as hell.
Lucille.
Okay? Goodbye.
Lucille, I'm just kidding with you. I know you're not the ringleader of a motorcycle.
But I don't know who in the hell you are, and I don't appreciate it, okay?
Oh, I'm just kidding around.
Why are you kidding around with me, okay?
Just.
You don't even know me, all right?
I know. I was.
And what in the hell would you be doing this for? I think you're mentally ill, all right?
I am mentally ill, but I was just hoping to get to know you.
What do you want to know me for?
I was just breaking the ice with a little joke, that's all.
Well, you know, Winston, I think you've got a warped sense of humor, all right?
I know. I have a mental illness. You already made me feel bad about that.
Well, I hope the hell you go take a hot shower and maybe think about what you've done. I don't like it at all, and I don't find it the least bit funny, and I don't know why in the hell you'd want to get to know Skip and I better, all right?
Because we're neighbors.
I don't care whether we're neighbors or not. You're going about it the wrong way.
Well, let me talk to Skip. Maybe I'll make friends with him.
No, Skip doesn't talk to goofy oddballs, okay?
He doesn't talk to goofy oddballs.
Yeah, you're dumb, all right? Don't bother me again.
You've gone too far. I am very smart. Thanks again to Miss Janine Joy for helping me get these homeowners off their couches and into the saddle of a hog. I think that's what bikers call Harleys. You can tell, I don't know anything about motorcycles, especially since I called the gang a club a few times. Whoops. You'd think I'd do my homework before I make calls, but that's the job of the producer. What the hell, Janine? Actually, when I was about 7 or 8, I got hit by a motorcycle crossing the street, and by motorcycle, I mean moped, with the engine turned off, coasting down the street. But it was still enough to hospitalize me with a fractured skull. My eyes were all black and purple and swollen shut. And for many years afterward, there was a large blood stain on the asphalt. What a riveting tale to end the year with. But hey everyone, thanks so much for supporting the show. I really appreciate it. And I hope, in return, I'm brightening up your day a little. Be safe, and I'll talk to you soon.
Summertime and the wind is blowing outside. And though it's Chelsea and I don't know what I'm doing in this city, the sun is always in my eyes. It crashes through the windows and I'm sleeping on the couch. When I came to visit you, that's when I knew that I could never have you. I knew that before you did. Still I'm the one who's stupid. And there's this burning like there's always been. I've never been so alone. And I've never been so alive. On a motorcycle drive by, the cigarette ash flies in your eyes and you don't mind. You smile and say the world, it doesn't fit with you. I don't believe you, you're so serene. Careening through the universe, your axis on a tilt. You're guiltless and free, I hope you take a piece of me with you. And there's things I would like to do that you don't believe in. I would like to build something, but you'll never see it happen. And this is burning like there's always been. I've never been so alone. And I've never been. alone. Taste the salt and taste the pain. I'm not thinking of you again. Summer dies and swells rise. The sun goes down in my eyes. See this rolling wave darkly coming to take me home. And I've never been so alone. And I've never been so alive.
Are you pulling my leg on this stuff? Are you being truthful here?